The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, wherever you work, you can go beyond the dialogue and network with others committed to being part of the solution. CWSC and AM360 connect you to the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at cwsc.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
in the morning, about a quarter to five, did I bow my head, my knees, and I prayed each and every day, as I go on my way.
I would like to say we want to thank all our listening audience for joining us. We know that you depend on American Muslim 360 to bring you quality program you can't get anywhere else. So I'm going to ask you this morning to keep us on air and help us to continue this quality program by supporting American Muslim 360 with your contribution. So go now to cwfc.us on your computer tablet, smartphone, or whatever device Allah has blessed you with, and make your contribution today. American Muslim 360 is believer-supported radio. Now, something I'm so we need you to go right now to cwfc.us and make a contribution. Our most popular giving level is $9.99 a month. You can give online right now. It's secure, convenient, and allows each of you to do our part to help remake the world. With each of us doing our small part, together we can remake the world. And if you'd like to phone your pledge in, a representative can assist you right now. Dial 910-317-0297. Yes, that's 910-317-0297. Jazakallah khair. Kind. CWSD and American Muslim 360 appreciate your support.
Did I bow my head, my knees, and I pray, and I thank Allah, brought me through this day so far, and it's okay.
Yes, it's okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaykum to all who are listening now and will be listening later throughout the countries. United States, I should say North America, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, wherever the ability to have internet connection, we pray that you're able to hear our voice here on American Muslim 360. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for Community Developmental Stages. And as I seek refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, I openly say and testify and declare that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Prophet to the people, messenger of Allah. And saying Allah, anything that separates me from the remembrance of Allah and the obedient nature that I should have, to be in the way of thinking upright and being upright. And that calls for sometimes a lot of patience, a lot of silence, a lot of endurance, not to always speak without thinking, not to speak without thinking, I should say. And so I'm going to be reading from Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th chapter of Quran, 39th surah, which says that we're on a movement. And that's what we're going to be sharing this evening, being on a movement, productivity, moving from connecting faith and production, connecting faith and production. That only happens when the human being is in a proactive position, proactive. Have a lot of reasoning, a lot of understanding, of course, based upon a lot of thinking, a lot of observation. So let's begin. Surah Zumar. They say the troops are the crowds. All in all, it is the mercy from Almighty God through how we are informed and the benefits that are there. That brings, you know, it connects. People connect because of the goodness. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. And this was started with ayat 6. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَنِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنا تصرفون صدق الله العظيم. And reading, let's go to Yusuf Ali's renderance. Okay. One moment here. Yusuf Ali, as a tradition, we often read his renderance, his interpretation. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. He created you all from a single person, then created of like nature his mate. And he sent down for you 8 head of cattle in pairs. He makes you in the wombs of your mothers in stages, one after another, and 3 veils of darkness. Such is Allah, your Lord and Cherisher. To him belongs all dominion. There is no God but he. Then how are you turned away from your true center? Surely Allah speaks the truth, and may we be blessed to understand the beauty and the revelation in and of itself. Community developmental stages. By now, everyone understands, and listening to this presentation, that when we speak of community, immediately, perhaps we think of neighborhoods and we think of cities or towns or groups of people, and that is to be. At the same time, when we think of developmental, then we know at the root of everything is the mindset of everyone in a community, in a neighborhood, in a city, in a town, be it rural, be it urban, be it way out in a vast open area, whatever that may be, desert-like, however it is. If a human being exists in an area, there is thought going on, there is perception, there is reality. And everyone's reality coming connected with the experiences of the environment, whether it's hot or cold or in between, whether there's times of turmoil or there's times of peace, and then there are so many distractions. It doesn't matter. Whatever the situation is and whatever the environment brings to the table, for the human being to be involved with and have to assess and then live accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals that utmost Allah created the human being from one soul, nafsin, wahida. That oneness, though, incorporates, if you will, incorporates a connection with everything being together, everything being in a peaceful sense of state of being, everything being directed towards forward march, promotion, production, everything, because when we come here, and I know each one of us can't think of ourselves as being the newborn baby being born, but when we are born, we're born with that the potential to be developed and to be developed from that internal matter that we have within ourselves that is untouchable physically, but it is the spiritual core, and we feel the connection with the human family. We can feel the connection with the environment, with the insects and the animals and the air that is around us, everything. We feel the connection with it all. So in being created, we're wanting to share that community is not just a community of the human being. There are communities all around us, many communities operating every day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being, which is an intelligence, an intellect that connected in a way that it knows it has this innate, born with ability to know its level, its capabilities, and to push itself. And it will find its compatibility with creation. And in doing so, that is what develops the community life. That is what brings out the community life, the community development, because the pursuit of the human being pushing its intellect to ask questions, to drive, be driven by certain quests, and to know when something is not in a satisfactory state of being. So the human being is continuously being pushed from the physical sense of being born, pushed, and then pushed in the intellectual sense of being, wanting to know, push, and then pushed in a spiritual quest way to connect with that which will bring it its peace. And that's the mate. That's the mate for the human being, for the intelligence. As we've studied, many of us, we come to understand that there's material and there's immaterial. Immaterial, yes. That which is not material. There's that which we say is concrete, that which is not concrete. Okay, there's the opposite. There are the opposites. But they are mates nonetheless. And so when we see, and I'm just going to briefly speak to the Zawja and the let's look here. Wale Taziratun Wizra. Okay. Now, I want to go to the anam. That's the word I'm looking for here in Ayat 6. Oh, okay. No wonder I don't see it. I'm looking at 7. Okay. The anam. And for those who look back at this later, if you look at that word, it's the Alif Nun Ayn Mim. And we remember Ni'ma, right? Ni'ma is I'll just say peace. That place of comfort, ni'mah. And it's also when we think of, and of course the ayin is there, but when we think of faith or it says cattle, but think of the benefits of cattle, and think of how cattle, it says in the pairs of 8. There's much to be drawn from that, and I won't take the time to go through that now, but just think about the benefits that cattle bring and what it references, and how the knowledge base that we come with, how we are elevated. And that's where I'm speaking of, we're speaking of the quest to know more, to be elevated, but to remain in the intelligent state of being while we're being elevated. And we go back to that shaitan, we go back to referencing that rejected enemy. That rejected enemy is in a mental state of being that causes destruction. So when we look on one side of the thing and see the negatives, that which will cause destruction, that which will cause chaos, that which will cause division for the none, not good, then we look at the parallel to that, and we see the good and see what it takes then to bring out that good. And so when we think of shaitan, now we're not thinking of shaitan in a physical he, but shaitan in a mental state of being that can cause division in our thinking that will take us away from the direction of, or using the potential for productivity. And then that, I'm saying all of this because that's the root to all of communities' division, communities' destruction, communities' chaos, all of the things that become so viral, infectious in a community is stemmed from our misunderstanding of the shaitan or the devil or the evil one, that it houses itself in the very thinking component of the human being. And it is housed there, and it takes root and form and began to work against the productivity. And I want to keep on that word because laziness is the opposite. Weariness is the opposite. So we want to think on the faith and productivity, faith and production. And that is on and in community developmental stages, and it happens in stages. And so now we're going to take a pause at 7:31 p.m. We're going to take a pause, and we're going to go directly to our reminders that the great work of all of us, the contributions that we're giving, the times that we're giving to Community-Wide Share Conference, and to move forward, and the benefits that we're all bringing. And so I'm going to play these public service announcements starting now.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Amina Ali, your host for The Birth of Women. And I am inviting you on behalf of the Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 to join us live on air at am360.org for a special presentation entitled Becoming the Extraordinary, the History of CWSC and AM360 in support of our annual telethon. You're invited along with our special guests as we share our beginnings and the extraordinary growth of our national intelligentsia, as well as share the future vision for elevating our voices, our group intellect, and our work. This special presentation is in support of our annual telethon that we're depending on you to join us in helping raise our $10,000 goal to help us stay connected, your intellect respected, and your voice protected as we financially secure our national intelligentsia. So join us on am360.org or by phone at 701-719-4197. Then get ready for the CWSC AM360 annual telethon. And together, we can remake the world.
whether you're listening on your iPod, smartphone, computer, or even sharing in the conversation, American Muslim 360 brings our group intellect together and is there for you every day. Be there now for AM 360. Pledge your support at cwsc.us. Help us stay the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. CWSC and American Muslim 360 wish you and your family a blessed and prosperous new year.
And just a little bit, everyone, we will be sharing with you where we are in our reception of donations. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. The last amount that we had noted this morning was $1,209.88. And we're thankful to another $50 as $1,259.88. And I believe there's another. And so we're going to constantly be looking back and forth to the donors as we thank you so very much. And we thank Ms. Brown and we thank Ronald. Ronald, $25. So that takes us to just one moment, $1,284.88. Thank you very much for your addition here. $1,284.88. And then we have from Clyde, $30. Add that for me. $9.84. Okay. $13.14. Okay. Our adder over here, $13.14.88. So we're at $13.14.88, and we're reaching for that $10,000. Perhaps someone is going to come and be blessed to bring that $9,000 or pledge it at least. And to take us into that, we're so thankful. Thank you, everyone, who's taken the time to go to PayPal. That's going to cwsc.us and pressing on the blue button and helping in the efforts to present the services, making available all of the connectivity that is being done through the CWSC. Just in case you were not aware, we have the conference call set up. We're in on the fourth Sunday of the month. Individuals who want to come and share and connect with those of the Model Community National Research Development Resource. Where did research come from? Resource Development. We want to have the conversation. They are finding that in having the conversation, then we find the like minds and we find the dedication that individuals have to discuss and then put into plan to and then make it an agenda. And then from that agenda, write up white papers, you know, and present to have those white papers presented so that it winds up in before the United Nations or in some dedicated hands that can make a difference. Those who are decision makers and those who can effect change in policies and laws that are running rapid against the human productivity or production and defying human dignity. And so since we know the shaitan, we can see the efforts of shaitan, but we want to reincorporate and re-stimulate. I'm thinking of the stimulus plan with the dollars, right? But stimulating a community by stimulating the people to believe that every step that is taken towards good is worth it. And so CWSC is one of those entities. And so if you are part of an organization, you know, please stress to your leadership to see the importance to become connected with the Community-Wide Share Conference. Dial 910-317-0297 and let's make that connection. All right? There's collaboration going on now with other entities. You'll be thrilled to know, and we get more information on that as we enter into the Gregorian year 2019. So look forward to that. Continue to listen to American Muslim 360 broadcast, as we will be sharing that information coming by way of the CEO of American Muslim 360 and the executive director of the Community-Wide Shura Conference. Thank you for being here with us. And now let's return to a bit more information that we'd like to share here. If you have any comments you'd like to make, and you're listening by way of the Easy Listening 24 hours on 701-719-4197, join us here in the studio at 515-605-9891. Join us, and we welcome your comments. Let's return. Now, we want to share that at 7 p.m., we'll be beginning that special with the Sacred Bond of Marriage, as it was last week, being discussed with Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah and the panel guests that he had so beautifully aligned last week. They will be returning, inshallah, God willing, and we will be graced with the information that they share. Now, I don't know if you have been, but I'm a C-SPAN watcher. And the reason being is so important to me now in discussing communities, seeing that there's a discussion going on about infrastructure. Infrastructure. Now, we hear that when ones are running on campaigns, right? We hear them speak about the infrastructure. We know that they're the infrastructure of the roadways. We know that we have electrical poles and such that we're changing the way of receiving the electricity. We know that there are railways, there are ports, there's so much, and then the bridges, so much infrastructure that needs to be upgraded, you know, ever so often. So in specifically watching the presenters from Washington, D.C. and Virginia. There was the executive director, the director over the actual plan, the actual infrastructure plan of Washington, D.C., and then the young lady was with the Virginia, I want to say council. She's the chair. And so they were discussing about the bridge that they're looking to have built to make it easier, you know, to help take some of the burden or the stress, they call it, on some of the highways. And then to lessen more of that stress by individuals not having to drive everywhere, especially to work. And so can you imagine a speed rail or some kind of trailway that will bring you right into the cities where the business district is, and once you get off, just like we would at an airport, you get off and you're just within feet of your exit is just within feet of your office where you're going. That's what they are working towards, because they said it's one thing to, and as it is now, you know, on the streetways with the buses, I know here in Florida with the buses we get to only so close. Some are, they may be privileged, you know, privileged to having their office not too far from the bus, you know, stop. But some, others, you have to walk maybe 10, 12 blocks, you know, to get to your destination. So it is worth the discussion, and we're speaking about communities. And so accessibility, and we know with anything, like anything else, again, there's always that prey, P-R-E-Y, that hidden prey that wants to throw a dagger into anything that the human being is striving for that is of good. But we don't give too much energy to it, because let's go to the definition of infrastructure, all right? Let's see here. The definition for infrastructure says the basic underlying framework or features of a system or an organization. The fundamental facilities and systems serving a country, serving a city, or serving any area as transportation and communication systems, power plants, and schools. And of course, you can also insert there the military. Now, that's the infrastructure. And so that is what is being, so if you have the time to watch C-SPAN and just listen and begin to ask self the question, what can I contribute to this whole makeup? I want to know more. And remember, in our preliminary talk here, we shared about that quest, that mental quest, that intellect wanting to know more. So we want to know more. That's a born with process. And so our bodies, our physical bodies is a system, right? And it, we have a transportation system. Our blood flows on a transportation system. Now, when I was listening to one individual, he was speaking about the railways, and then another was speaking about communication. But here's how he posed communication. Now, the CWSC has what is known as the think tank. When we come together and we began to bring out the ideas, this person likened it to the iron. He put BI, the base iron that's in a molecule. That iron is heavy. And he says, over a period of time, the way we've been doing things is going to go downward. So what do we have in place to bring it up, to bring about change, and to make that change be so effective that it's so useful to society, to people? Let's just make it plain, to people. And as we see the virtuality of a lot of communication, you know, when we look at our cell phones, one gentleman came on, Mr. Zhang, and he was speaking about the cell phones and making everything accessible, letting us know what the traffic is going to be like, what the weather is going to be like, what time you can expect to be at a certain distance and a certain miles. And there are people working on that. There are people making that accessible right at our fingertips. So all of the good that is being produced, we, anyone, everyone, little child, this is the plane that we're on now. We're not on a plane wherein everything is just hard, gut, rut, physical activity. The physical can never be let go, but we don't have to have it hard anymore. So we have to move to that medium where we don't get too high and we don't go low, too low. We stay in the medium, in the middle. And so bringing and making communication be more useful to us, then we can gauge our time, gauge our lives, gauge our activities, where we go, what we do, how we do it, when we do it. And then having the transportation to make it happen. But at the same time, they spoke about congestion. Congestion is already a factor in the stress factors. It's already there, the congestion. And the congestion is because everyone has a vehicle. Well, then the production of cars, you don't want to stop that, right? So we have to look at the whole pie, the whole circumference of our lives and see how we're living our lives, and what are we making our lives, what do we have in our arena that we're making a problem for ourselves? And this is where the other gentleman was said that there's a think tank going on and looking at that iron, that heavy iron. That heavy iron represents those things that are causing our lives difficulties, okay? And then those things that will lift us up are the things that we can let go of and put something else in its place. Remember the computers that used to be the big, bulky computers? And now look at what we have today. And that's what they're speaking of, that thinking, thought, ideas, it is more needed now for people to come together and to have a point of means of connection, a means of connection. And that is what we offer. That's what has been presented with the Community Wide Share Conference, a means of conferencing. That means it's a tool that has been placed right here from Almighty God through someone coming with that idea. And so we have the free conferencing. So we want to use it. International world, we can connect. And so now let's go to, and let's see, anyone press 1 on their phone to make a comment. We're at 6:41 p.m. Please press 1 on your phone if you want to make a comment. The next word that we're going to go to from, and let's see, that's going to come up in just a moment. Okay, I don't see anyone. Yeah. Revitalization is the next word. Okay, let's see here. Okay, I pray I'm looking at the current status of the board here. Again, another means of things right at our fingertips. All right, revitalization, and what we're discussing is community developmental stages. And now, this is in the right now. This is happening right now. And thankfully, we have criminal justice reform. We have someone that will be taking that on Wednesdays at 6 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m., Imam Hananiah Shabazz. He will be coming with criminal justice reform. Well, being presented here on American Muslim 360, we've been presenting documentaries, and we're always studying that. I was just listening to an in-depth discussion on criminal justice reforms and the indication of back when 6,000 people were that had been incarcerated from their youthful days, that 6,000 people were released. Well, guess what? We learned that Mr. Scott was at the back of that. He was the one that Mr. Scott is a filmmaker, and he says he wanted to make a difference, and he wondered what can he do. And when he found there was some situation in his life that brought him to the forefront of thinking, okay, how am I going to make this? What connection can I make? And then he found himself making a connection with Claudia Eller, and who is over the Variety magazine. She's editor, chief editor of Variety magazine, and another editor of a paper in New York. I can't think of the name of it right now, and by him becoming a filmmaker, he was able to film situations, people's lives, how they've been affected with the criminal justice system. And he then found out how to effect change through policies, changing the policies. And that changing the policies is what got people, 6,000 people released from prison. One young man in particular, he said, was 14 years old, that was given a 300-year sentence. Can you imagine for standing next to a person who had a gun and a crime was committed? For standing next to them. So he said, instead of individuals in prison being a faceless, numberless, a number, which is a faceless, faceless entity, they have a human center. And that's what was core at everyone's discussion, was bringing the human back into the whole forefront of and into the discussion. Many people, you see the actresses and actors are becoming more, they're becoming activists. They're finding what makes them tick. And that is back to that wahidatan that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, nafsin wahidatan. And so they're finding their connection to that one soul. So alhamdulillah. All right, so let's go to revitalization, shall we? Revitalization, let's give. It says bringing again into activity and prominence. Bringing again into activity and prominence. Is denoting acts or actions, a resurgence, a revival, a revivification, a rebirth, a renaissance, a renaissance. And just one moment, please.
Okay. Okay. A ma'am is contacting me now. Okay. One moment. Okay. You are on. I'm letting the ma'am know that he's on at 7. Okay. 7 p.m. Okay. All right. Okay. So going to our definitions here, regeneration. Now, in the rebirth, the revival of learning and culture. In the regeneration, the activity of spiritual or physical renewal, a resurrection, a revival from inactivity and disuse. And I like to add misuse. You have to be redirected. Maybe that's a redirection for misuse, redirection, realizing, oh, we've been doing this and expecting a change, right? We've been pouring dollars into communities and building, painting the buildings. And one gentleman said, on C-SPAN, one gentleman said, the infrastructure, the highway that the government wanted to put monies into, they wanted to put monies into just band-aiding the highways. And they said, no, you've got to break it all down, gut it out, and make it anew in order for it to be better, in order for it to be serviceable for so many other years. And so that's where we are on community developmental stages. We want to look at truly defining, looking at our communities, where we are, where people are, where people have congregated in a community, and realize that the spiritual effect of it all is always present, but it takes individuals who have the ability or the wherewithal or the, I guess I should say, who have the strength, the mental strength, that faith, deep, convicted faith to act. But to know what we're acting on, that we've done our research, first of all, find out what policies are stymieing. Policies are just like highways. What policies are there that are stymieing the movement for productivity? Once we realize and recognize the policies, and those policies that are inactive, but everyone has become so dormant to the idea of the policy. For example, there are so many deaths occurring at an intersection, but because no one knows that once you have assessed it and found out that so many deaths are occurring because of the collisions and because that intersection doesn't have, number one, stop signs, doesn't, number two, it doesn't have, it's around a corner or maybe trees are in the way and people can see beyond the trees, so no one calls to have the trees manicured or removed or whatever those factors are that's causing the collision or making the collisions happen. Of course, people with their thinking selves probably have to move out into the intersection and then they get hit. So looking at all the factors that's causing the problems, that's just an example. But then you can change it because in one instance, the police department will say we will not put a traffic light there until so many deaths occurred. Yes, we were told that. In other instances, they will put yield signs before they will put really, truly all the way around stop signs. And in other instances, they will put the circular median in that central thing in the middle of the streets, and everyone still is at a yielding position where everyone has to be polite to one another when they come to a certain area. You see that probably in your neighborhoods, right? And then in other instances, is left alone because no one is going to the right person who can make the decision and change. And then in writing, change the policies. Because everyone follows an agenda or an outline. Everyone follows an outline. That's just structurally sound to do so. So if something says, arrest that person who spit on the ground, arrest that person who looks like they might have done something, arrest that person, and if they're following it, that's policies that's written, then we have to research the policies and change the policy, right? Okay, so this is all affecting the good of the community life. And so we see the reflection of the spirit of the people in how the communities are kept up. Now, that's not to say that once we have a good, clean, kept neighborhood that no infractions are going to occur. No. Number one, the human being is still going to have that desire to do something that is contrary to their good health, to our good health. Let's make it personal here, to our good health. So there's alcohol. Alcohol is not calling us, but we're going to it. There are drugs. There are legal drugs that are dispensed from a pharmacy, that those drugs are received by some, and then they go and sell them to others, right? There are those of us who just have this desire to fight. Coupled with alcohol or drugs, then you name it. There it is. So, and then there's this just downright ill will to be indifferent. And the neighborhood could be very well kept, but on the news then we find out that something happened to a family domestically, and it did not turn out too well, such as just happened here in Pompano Beach. But nonetheless, we can find that anywhere, right? Because the shaitan is a divisive entity that comes and works through our mind. So that's where the spiritual process has to be in place. So we have to be balanced. Everyone, it's 6:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to remind us that we're in the end of the year telethon, and we want your participation. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and you're listening to the Community Developmental Stages. We're here every Saturday evening, usually at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But because we have the special, the three-hour special, that's presented by Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, and that will be coming up at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and with his panel of guests speaking on the sacred bond of marriage. And all that you get here on American Muslim 360 and the parent body of Community Wide Share Conference, all that you get here, you're always asked to share, be connected with us by dialing the 701-719-4197 24 hours a day and hear the archives and the live presentations. If you have a question that you need answered later after we're off air, please dial 910-317-0297. We'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Someone will return a call to you. All right, so we're going to get ready to exit here, everyone. We're going to play out now the rest in our public service announcements, reminding us of how we can go to cwsc.us or how we can mail in our donations, whatever we have. Thank you so very much.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, CEO of American Muslim 360 Radio. I'd like to thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual end of the year telethon. This helps us to secure our intelligentsia operation. Please take a moment and help us reach our $10,000 goal by your tax-deductible contribution at CWSC. Click on the blue button at the top of the right home pages and make a safe and secure donation online in whatever amount you would like to give. You can also make a one-time recurring contribution. Our most popular recurring giving level is just $9.99 a month or 33 cents a day. This monthly amount is automatically deducted from your account to CWSC. You can cancel at any time. You can also, in your gift by phone, call in your gift by phone at 910-317-0297 and tell us your name, telephone number, and the email, and a representative will assist you with making your donation. You can also mail any gift by making your check or money order payable to CWSC at CWSC, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street, S, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. And I want to thank you once again for supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 Broadcasting. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hassan, the news station manager for AM 360. I want to thank you for supporting CWSC AM 360's annual end of the year telethon to help us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. Take a moment now and help us reach our $10,000 goal by making your tax-deductible contribution at cwsc.us. Or you can phone in your contribution by calling 910-317-0297. That's 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.